light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today. Staring at the fire for hours and hours while I listen to you play your love songs all night long.
From 1970, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Our House. I'm Mike Duke, and from my house to your radio, this is the Music Box at FM 102.5, the Concert Hall, where you always have a front row seat. Pop music singer Jerry Vale was born on July 7, 1931 in New York City. He, along with several others, had a hit with You Don't Know Me.
You give your hand to me, and then you say hello, and I can hardly speak, my heart is beating so, and anyone could tell, you think you know me well, but you don't know me. No, you don't know the one who dreams of you at night and longs to kiss your lips and longs to hold you tight. To you I'm just a friend, that's all I've ever been, but you don't know me. For I never knew the art of making love, though my heart ached with love for you. Afraid and shy, I let my chance go by, the chance you might have loved me too. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk beside the lucky guy to never, never know. The one who loves you so. No, you don't know me. You give your hand to me, and then you say goodbye. I watch you walk away beside the lucky guy to never, never know. The one who loves you so. No, you don't know me.
Jerry Vale from 1956, You Don't Know Me. The Music Box continues with a good laugh from Jack Ross.
Here is a tale to make your creche fleep. It'll give you poo skimples. It's a story for Feeboke and Big Ol' Toe Peep. That's wee folk and bigger people, too. It's a story about Cinderella, who lived in a big hark douse with her mean old Mepstother and her two sisty uglies. And they made Cinderella do all the wordy dirt while they sat around cheating knocklets and magging ridicules. And one day when Cinderella was in the kitchen flopping the moor, the two sisty uglies came in and said, guess what? The Prancing Hints is blowing a fancy thrush drawl and we're invited. It's too bad that you can't go. So Cinderella went back into the kitchen with ears in her ties, and she was just about to chickasee a frickin' when suddenly there was a blinding flash of light. And standing beside her was a futile berry. And Cinderella said, who are you and what do you want? And the futile berry said, oh, well, I'm your berry fudgather. And Cinderella said, well, may I go to the ball? And the fairy said, well, that's quite a wish. But she said, okay. So she waved her magic wand, and instantly Cinderella was transformed into a babishing Rudy. She had a long white gap and sound and a necklace of poopies and rurals. And on her few were two tiny sass clippers. And the fairy said, now you may go, but you must promise to be mown by midnight. And Cinderella said, okay. So she was off. And soon she cast to the camel. That's came to the castle. And Cinderella jumped out, and the first poo-teeple she ran into were the two sisty uglers. And she was so beautiful, they didn't even Cinderize recognize her. So they introduced her to the Prancing Hints, and he said, may I have this chance? He said, you're so beautiful, you remind me of Beep and Slooty. He was just about to ask for her mare and handage when suddenly the strock clarted to strike 12. And Cinderella banned from the rawl. But as she did, one of the sass clippers slipped from her soot. The Prancing Hints picked it up, and he says, now all I have to do is find the woman whose soot this flipper sits, and I'll know whom I've lolled and fubbed. So the next day, he went from house to house, and you can't turn that around. And soon he came to the sin where Housterella lived, and he docked on the north. And who should come to the door but the two sisty uglers? And he says, I'm looking for the woman who sit this flipper sits. Well, of course, their beat were too fake. But then it was Cinderella's turn, and guess what? The clipper pitted perfectly, they were married, and they have liberally ever after. And that's the end of the story of Cinderella. But you see, there's a moral to this fairy tale, because Cinderella never gave up. And as you walk down the pathway of life, never give up. Christopher Columbus never gave up. Benjamin Franklin never gave up. Abraham Lincoln never gave up. Oliver Twiddledee, who's he? You see, you don't know, because he gave up. And always remember this little philosophy. You see, some of our snubberful trawl and some of our bubbles are trig. But if we tran had no hubbles, how could we blackignize our restings?
Bye.
Memphis-based girl trio, the Dixie Belles' Papa Joe's. That's from 1964, and Cinderella by Jack Ross from an original 1962 45. It's quite likely you'll only hear that one right here at FM 102.5 on the Music Box. The mere mention of the name Gene Chandler causes the song Duke of Earl to begin playing in the head of almost anyone who was listening to rock and roll radio in 1962. He was born in Chicago on July 6, 1937. The Music Box remembers his birthday with one of his later hits from 1970, Groovy Situation.
That girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? Now that girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? Good evening, sweet darling, may I ask your name? You seem to be lonely. Well, don't worry, I'm feeling the same. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination, that we should meet at a time like this. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination, you're something that I just can't miss. Now that girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? Now that girl, I'm gonna make a mind if it takes all night. Can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it, can you dig it? It's been a long time, sweet darling, since love has come my way. But I'm trying so hard to find the right words to say. Oh, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination, you're something that I just can't miss. Oh, it's a groovy situation, a splendid combination, that we should meet in a time like a day. It's a groovy situation and a splendid combination. You're something that I just can't miss. Baby, baby, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination that we should meet at a time like a day. Oh, it's a groovy situation and a splendid combination. You're something that
Sunday afternoon, really couldn't get away too soon. I can't imagine anything that's better. The world is ours whenever we're together. There ain't a place I like to be. Down a crowded avenue, to it, anything we like to do. There's always lots of things that we can see. We can't be anyone we like to be. And all those happy people we could meet. Sunday afternoon.
way too soon. No, 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 no. We'll keep on spending sunny days this way. We're gonna talk and laugh our time away. I feel it coming closer day by day. Life would be ecstasy, you and me endlessly moving on a Sunday afternoon. Really couldn't get away too soon. No, 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 no.
Music Box Triple Play concluded with Loving You by Minnie Riperton from 1974, Groovin' from the Young Rascals, and Gene Chandler, Groovy Situation. Matt the Cat takes center stage next at the Concert Hall with the Juke in the back. I'm Mike Duke, and I'll be back next week with another box full of music from my house to your radio right here on FM 102.5, the Concert Hall. Leave you this week with brother and sister Nino Temple and April Stevens and their 1963 recording of the standard Deep Purple.
purple fog over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to twinkle in the night. In the midst of the memory, you wander on back to me, leaving my name with a sigh. In the steep of the night, once again I hold you tight. Though you're gone, your love lives on with the melody. And as long as my heart will beat, sweet lover will always meet here in my deep purple dream.
When the deep purple forest over sleepy garden walls, and the stars begin to twinkle in the night, in the midst of a memory, you wander back to me, breathing my name with a sigh. In the still of the night, once again I hold you tight.